You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 143, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, when it's God's will, there is a way. And joining me on today's show is Kristen Kurtz. Kristen is a wife of 16 years and a mother of two boys, and by God's grace, she was saved from a destructive life of reckless living. Kristen is living a life for Christ, keeping her eyes on Him and in Him, and navigating an unequally yoked marriage. Now, Kristen works full-time at a health insurance company by day and is also a Christian life coach and the CEO of New Wings Coaching, as well as a wellness nutrition advocate and business owner. Now, on today's show, Kristen's going to share, start every morning in the Bible before encountering the world. So important. She's also going to talk about let go of control. He has the future mapped out. And when we try to interfere or do things our way rather than His, things don't go well. And she's also going to talk about we don't need to fight, we don't need to strive, nor do we need to grind in business. The world would have us think that we need to put business before everything. However, as a Christian entrepreneur, it's quite the opposite. God first before all of things. Make Him the CEO of your business. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Thank you for having me. Very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. This is such an important topic to talk about today. And I think as, you know, Christian entrepreneurs, we can often see what other coaches, what other consultants, mentors are sharing, you know, hustle, hustle, grind, grind, grind. Mm-hmm. But as Christian entrepreneurs, we know that that is not the way that we have been called. And I tell you what, it can be exhausting for sure. Mm-hmm. And God knows best. Mm-hmm. And we always need to put Him first. So thank you for sharing that topic. Starting with the Bible in the morning before encountering the world. Why is this so important? Yeah.
Well, mostly for me personally, living in an unequally yoked marriage, I need to step into, you know, my own house here, being filled up with Him first, because it can be tough. If anybody has, you know, the same challenge that I do in their marriage with that unequally yoked, having Him first, I mean, he's my number one partner in crime, so to say. And if I have Him, if He's flowing through me, what comes out of me is more likely to be love, patience, kindness, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, for many years, I've been a believer for, you know, 15 years. And I would just kind of get right into my day because I work full time. I have a business. I have kids. And just trying to hustle, 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 get, go, go. And then it's like, well, I didn't fit Him in. And I learned a very great lesson years ago. I can't remember who spoke it, but give Him your morning before you give anybody else your morning. So that's been huge. Yeah. I mean, it's a shift for sure.
Share with us a little bit, if you would, how you decided to open your Christian life coaching business. Was it something that you saw was a need, or how did that pan out for you?
Well, God is just so good at just shifting things. I actually was part of a direct sales business as a health coach, and through that, He kind of pointed me in a new direction, and I actually was introduced to, I don't know if I can mention the school, but I speak highly of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's called Christian Coach Institute. Mm-hmm. And Janice Lavore Fletcher, I actually watched her video. And I believe in my my notes here, I mentioned that butterflies are my God winks. Mm. And they usually are a clear sign. It's kind of that confirmation for me, like, oh yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, I watched Janice's video, and at the end when she was mentioning, like, hey, you know, get started, I saw in the back behind her there was a painting of a butterfly, and I was like, okay, go up. This is where you want me to go, Lord. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So I actually started that last January and graduated in May. And then my dad had passed away about a week after. So I kind of shifted again and actually was certified just in March. So I've done coaching for about 5 years, but as far as the actual certification goes, it's only been a couple months.
Fantastic. So exciting. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when we look at what's going out around in the world and the messages that we're constantly bombarding, when we said it's so important to start our morning off every morning in the Bible, I know for me it's important because I can otherwise just get so cluttered and in my own, you know, this is what we need to do, and just mind that we forget, you know what, a lot of the hustling and grinding he's got already under control. Mm-hmm. Doors can open that we could not possibly work many hours to then have open. And I think going back to around the life coaching, there are so many people that are struggling trying to balance everything. Whereas really what we need to do is, rather than try and manage to balance everything on our own, is to dive into the Word, because there we are promised perfect peace in Him. And as we know, Jesus is the perfect peace. Share a little bit more about the decision-making that you get. Was it just an intention that you thought, you know what, I'm going to start doing this? Because for some people, even carving out 5 minutes or 10 minutes is going to require a completely different shift, if you will, around mindset, around and practical intention of doing it. How did that show up for you?
Well, I knew that putting Him first above all was the key.
Yeah.
So if that meant putting Him above all in everything, that meant I need to put Him above all before anything, before I even start my day.
Yeah.
And for me personally, you know, some people get up really early in the morning. They wake up at 5 a.m. and sit for hours. For me, I don't make it time bound. I don't make it. It doesn't have to be the same every day. And honestly, the YouVersion Bible app is what I go to. I dive into different Bible studies, and then I also do the 1 year Bible as well. And then throughout the day, I'm just kind of digging in a little bit, kind of getting little bites as I'm going throughout my day at work too, because that's kind of where the enemy comes in the most.
Yes.
Is at work.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's great. I love, I've got an app, Jesus Calling. I love that because it has a little message and then the Bible verses. And then, of course, there's Proverbs 31. They've got an app, verse 5. And so many resources that just even a verse, I find, can really set you up. And it's a reminder, and it allows, because, and in fact, in Jesus Calling today, it said, I already have this plan, this day planned out, mapped out for you. I want to walk alongside you, you know, give me your fears, your troubles, even thank me for the challenges, which can be really difficult to say, Lord, thank you for that challenge. But, you know, I think, and we've said it before in this show, is that it's often in those challenges and the obstacles we face when we allow God in to support us. And it says we're promised that our weaknesses will become strong through Him. He can shape our character and build in us that resilience that allows us to, no matter what's going on, you know, handle the day. And I'm reminded of that verse in Psalm 23. You know, right at the end, it says, you know, that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. And I think that was when David wrote, he was in that cave, wasn't he? And his life was threatened. And I think we all can walk through dark, deep valleys where things can seem, you know, really unmanageable and unhandleable, if you want, from a human perspective. But we know that He has it all planned out. How can we be reminded of those promises if, as you say, we don't spend time reminding ourselves of those promises in the world, in the Word? Do you have a favorite verse that you often remind yourself of, Kristen?
I do. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And I was actually led to read beyond that recently, and I don't have that memorized, so I apologize. But to go from Jeremiah 29:11 to Jeremiah 29:14, it opened up another chapter, so to say, for me when I looked at that entire 11 through 14. So if you guys want to turn to that later on, I don't remember it right now.
No, that's right. It's interesting, you know, that Jeremiah 29:11 is one that often will be one, you know, a verse that really inspires people. And you know what, I think as a reminder, I mean, as Christians, we so often will get in our minds and start to worry, and that's what the enemy does. It starts off with a little worry, and then it gets more and more to the point where we really are sitting in this feeling of anxiousness. When we know that, you know, no matter what, God knows the plans he has for us. He's knitted us together, you know, while we were in our mother's womb. So he knows us intimately. Why do we worry or allow worry to really get us down? And it's such a great reminder to turn to the Word, because the answers are there. Now, something else that can be really difficult to do, and I'd love your insights on this, Kristen, is letting go of control. This fits in beautifully. What are some things that you've learned along the way? Maybe there's some verses that you found really helped strengthen you in this and in letting go of control.
Well, last year, God completely shifted me. As I mentioned, I was in a direct sales company as a health coach, and I thought I was going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, honey, I've got something else for you, and you need to do something with it. Mm-hmm. And I just kept wanting to control the situation. No, God, this is what I want to do. This is where you have me. So I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep hustling, and I'm going to keep grinding, and I'm going to keep striving. And I didn't let him have full control over it all. Mm-hmm. It was more of a situation of, God, this is what I want to do. And then I would pray about it. Mm-hmm. Bless this, please. Rather than letting him give me the answers, mm-hmm. say, Lord, you know, what do you want me to do in this business? Yeah. And at that time, I really had to surrender. And I just said, Lord, okay, this is yours. Mm-hmm. And the verse that kept coming up after that was Isaiah 43:19. Mm-hmm. And that one is, I have my note here. I am doing something new. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Mm-hmm. And it kept coming up over and over and over in this time where I said, Lord, I need it to be very clear. I need you to give me a very clear sign again. Because I get very demanding.
We love those signs, don't
I need it, Lord.
Just come down and tell me.
Give it to me. And it needed to be audible almost. Mm. It needed to be very visual. I'm a very audible, visual person. And he just kept showing this verse over and over and over. Mm-hmm. So that did shift me. Mm. And it led me again back to really focusing on this life coaching. Yes. And also the verse that he's really given me over and over recently is Psalm 46:10, mm-hmm. be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. And then I was in prayer one time, and I heard him almost say, and you are not. Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am God, and that you are not. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And you get like that 2x4, hello, okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. So I call it kind of an unwinding process. Mm-hmm. I come from a very unstable place. Mm-hmm. A lot of moving. So ever since I got to be an adult, we have fireworks going off out here.
There you go. There you go.
thanks, Lord.
Yeah. Is that sign enough for you?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the fireworks. So, you know, just wanting to have control was really something as an adult that I wanted to have. And I just keep finding every year, I'm just, Lord, just do what you will, with me. And his word for me is this year, I'd always had these fighting words, like, I'm a warrior, I'm a conqueror, and I'm going to fight. And I said, Lord, give me a word this year. And it was kept. Mm. And it didn't make sense at first, but it's really, after I prayed about it a lot, and he just revealed to me that I don't need to fight anymore, that I'm already held. Mm. He already has it, and I don't need to control things.
Yes.
So I call it the unwinding process, mm-hmm. Almost like a yo-yo. I kind of, come down and I'm okay not having the control. Then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, whoa, yes. I need to control again.
Yeah.
And he's like, honey, I got you. It's fine.
Mm. Isn't
so
it
that's
interesting?
Kind of how it works.
Yeah, beautiful. Isn't it interesting that the lesson we most need to learn, and this is different for everybody, often stems from things that were nurtured, things we heard, learned, and saw, and experienced, if you will, as a child, and how often God will, it's like praying for patience. Well, we will have instances when we need to wait and wait and wait, and it's kind of like, Lord, you could just go, and I would be patient, but that's not really how he operates. And so for you, around the aspect of control, that is where you really need to, and he's encouraged you through various circumstances and situations mm-hmm. in your life. And I'm sure people who are listening and watching today, that there may certainly be other people who can relate to that. I wonder then, looking back, and these are life lessons we continue to learn, I'm sure, because there are also elements of strength where we are able mm-hmm. to click into action, we know what plans and things, those have been knitted together in you, obviously, too, that you can do mm-hmm. that. So looking back then, what are some of the deepest or the greatest insights that you've learned? Maybe it's just re-emphasizing what you said today, and I'd love you to share that, because I know that this is going to be so helpful for others who are struggling with the releasing of control and handing it over to him. What are some of the greatest insights you've learned?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there have been a lot of hills and valleys, and I don't know if you guys have heard the song, any of the other listeners too, I think it's Taryn Wells, I believe is his name. Mm-hmm. There's a song called Hills and Valleys, and when that came out, it just was really great, because I've often, when I'm in a valley, last year was a pretty deep valley after the loss of a parent, and not knowing how to navigate that. Just knowing that there was going to be a mountaintop coming, mm-hmm. And knowing and kind of looking back and seeing his hand over those prior valleys. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to stew in the valleys from the past too long, mm-hmm. but just to see where his hand, like he said, held, mm-hmm. kept me up and afloat. Like he was almost that life preserver that I didn't know I had even before becoming a believer. Mm-hmm. So just kind of looking at those moments that we've had for just, that period of time, even to journal and just kind of ask him, like, what is going on here? How can I, best turn to you in this storm?
Beautiful. It's such a great reminder. And I think, that is the times specifically and particularly where we have to go to the Word and find those Bible verses that mean, that have meaning to us. And again, it's going to be different for everyone. God's going to speak to each of us differently and how he knows that we need to be supported. But that's so important, because I think what the enemy will often do, and I've heard this from other people that have come on the show as well, and maybe you, Kristen, have found this, that what the enemy tries to do is have us think that we are alone, that no one else really understands, and that it's going to be so long before we get to we are alone in the getting out of that valley to the peak, to the mountaintop. Is that mm-hmm. something that you found too, if you look back to when you were really in the valley?
Oh, yes. It's that waiting, right? For even the salvation of my husband. Mm-hmm. We've been together for 22 years.
Yeah.
And married 16, and just it can be a valley almost every day if I were to look at it from that perspective, because we are very different. But to just continue, like for me, worship music is huge. I turn to worship when I want to wallow, because sometimes we just want to wallow, and it's you can almost be triggered. And when the enemy knows us so well too. God knows everything about us, but the enemy knows what our weaknesses are, and can kind of come in and even drop you down a few notches further in your, you know, sadness or the anxiety or the worry about your future.
So true. You know, even in the situations, if I look back to the valleys that I have been in, and there are, you know, which there are many, even in that midst of sadness, despair, and when you are on your knees, you know, and you're just crying, it's in that even though I know that I need to go through that physically, because your body needs to release that tension and that stress, at the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, but I know that you've got me, and I will get through this, because you've already destined it. So, and in that, there is always hope. And that's the other thing that I want to share. It's so important. The enemy takes away that hope, and it's so important, because no matter what we are struggling with, there is always hope. There are people there that are that want to support you, and I think that's so important to realize that no matter what we're going through, there's always a way through, around, under. There's always hope, and Bible verses can be that, because as we know that, you know, resist the devil and he will flee. So when you've got worship like, music going there, it's kind of like, which Bible verses am I going to use as my weapon today? So we're a warrior, all right, and you know, this is such a great reminder. So letting go of control, he has our future already mapped out. Now let's talk
my
about
my friend
that.
Michelle, actually, after my dad had passed away, when you mentioned hope, I just wanted to mention a book, if you don't mind.
Please.
It's called Hope Prevails, A Doctor's Journey Through Depression. I might be quoting like the subtitle incorrectly, but her name is Dr. Michelle Bankston. And that book really helped me through that deep valley of despair after the death of my father, and it helped my mom as well. So if anybody is really struggling, you know, we saw a couple, you know, high profile celebrities last week that they didn't have the hope, and I can't even expound on it, but that book really
Yes, and I found it. I'm typing there. I thought I'll look it up. Hope Prevails, Insights from a Doctor's Personal Journey Through Depression. And oh, absolutely. You know, I think in instances, Michelle Benson's about BENGTSON. So certainly that was a great resource. I'm sure it would be a great resource for others. And I think here's the thing. Often we go through life, and we try and put masks on, even in churches. And to me, it's like, if we're having a bad day, express it to someone. We all go through things at various, as we said, in valleys and mountains. And the journey that we've walked, such as you've just said, you found this book really helpful. Now imagine if someone reached out to you and said, you know what, I'm really feeling that things are getting hopeless. If you don't know that someone hasn't expressed it, you're not then able to support them. And and I think sometimes, you know, as Christians too, we are told to be compassionate, and we want to be, but sometimes we need to be mindful as, am I looking after myself? Am I giving myself the compassion? Am I, you know, or am I sometimes stretching myself too thin? There's an archetype that I use, and archetypes are just various characteristics or sets of characteristics of people. And there's a nurturing characteristics, and these people want to be helpful and supportive for others and compassionate for others, and they are. That's their gift. But like with any strength and gift, we can overplay that, and with a nurturer, they put themselves last, you know, and others first all the time. Yet, at the same token, how can we put ourselves, our needs, to ensure that we're continuously filling ourselves up, and what you've said, filling ourselves up with the truth, the Bible, filling ourselves up by taking time out or to recoup or refresh, whatever that is. So important, because sometimes if we're not looking after ourselves, how can we expect to be able to support, love and show compassion to others when we are really exhausted? And that's similar to the fighting, striving and grinding. We do need time out to refresh and recuperate, don't we?
Oh my goodness. I just have, I'm a basket of resources here, but
yeah, perfect.
The,
love it.
The gal who actually, one of my mentors, Shay Bynes, S-H-A-E Bynes, B-Y-N-E-S. Yes. She wrote a book called Grace Over Grind. And, it really kind of flipped my whole thinking around, that His grace will carry us through rather than our grind. So that's a great resource for us Christian, you know, business owners to just step back. It's really not about us anyways.
No.
I just, the shifting that's happened in this last year, it's pretty incredible. I think, you know, part of it was my dad worked really hard. He had his own business, a third generation printer, graphic artist. And, you know, one of the last things he said to me was, don't work so hard that you end up like this. He was only 70 and his body, you know, shut down from the grind. And part of my coaching is to help women rest, honestly. Like,
so
that's
important. Because just, often we feel
I want
guilty,
you to rest.
Don't we? I won't say who it is. Someone texted me today and said, I need to tell someone because otherwise I feel guilty. I don't think that was the word. I need to take a nap. And I texted back, take that nap because that is just as important for you to rest your body. Sometimes a 20-minute nap or whatever, if you're feeling tired, can do the world of good. And I think, you know, when we're in a society that tells us that or has us feeling that having a rest or a break and feeling guilty or shame around that, there's actually no guilt or shame. You know, God made the world and then he rested for a day.
Yes,
or, you know,
amen.
As he was creation, it's kind of like we need to. But you know what? In that rest, I don't know about you, I find that there's various things that happen, there's various thoughts and things that I put together. So if we don't give ourselves rest, the creativity, we're not feeding into that, but more importantly, we often miss the little signs and the ability to be grateful for the sunshine, for the flowers, for the birds. And I think there's so much in that gratitude that again feeds us, our spirit as well. And if we're too busy grinding and hustling, you know, how can we enjoy the fruits of our labor and just the beautiful things that that are there? We need to go often, you know, and look for them, but they are there. We just need to be mindful of that.
I mean, so many people are saving up their, you know, let's just say, for example, they have 2 weeks of vacation and they're grinding. And then they maybe take 2 weeks off. But I believe we can have vacation almost every day. I go on a walk often in nature on my lunch break, and I see butterflies. I see trees, and I just stare at them. And he speaks to me because I stop, because I am still. It's different than how I operated previously. And I know that if you don't stop and just be still, that you're not going to hear from him as much. We can read our Bible and we can listen to worship music, but if we don't take that time to intentionally rest, it's almost like the radio wave is just shut down.
Yeah, for sure. Here in Australia, we have quite a few more what we call public holidays, days of rests, and we just celebrated one actually yesterday. It was here Monday. It was for the Queen's birthday weekend. So my husband and I went camping, and it was to a free spot. We took our caravan, and just to, you know, next to a river, and hardly anyone else was around. But just even though it's winter here, so there's no leaves on the trees or anything like that, and all the autumn, you know, the four colours. It was so nice just to sit and rest, and I caught up with some reading. We had some worship music. in the background that we listen to, and it was just so, you know, that to me, feeds my soul, because out in the bush, out amongst trees, nature, I don't do that. I can find that I can start to feel quite weary. It's important. We have to schedule that, even if it is 10 minutes or a walk, because otherwise we find that, things can build up. If we're not doing that,
this opens up your world.
Oh, it does, it does. And let's face it, we were just talking about it this morning, actually. On certain days of the week, I go to a personal trainer, and we were talking that, you know, resilience. When we're talking about resilience and bouncing back, even in times of difficulty, I think one of the key things is ensuring that we are physically and emotionally, mentally, you know, spiritually, all important, but physically able to do that. If we're not taking time away, how can we expect our bodies to do what it does best with our hormones and everything? But if we're so tired and drained, our bodies can't do that. And so often, we can find that it's just unfortunately a spiral down. So very important. Start every morning in the Word before encountering the world. Let go. That is a process. It's been a process for me. It is so important once you realize something in that, and I'll just share quickly. When we find that, what I found, when I let go of control and allow Him to take over my will, He does give you the desires of your heart, because He knitted, He knows exactly what it is that you enjoy doing, and, you know, your strengths and your gifts and your talents. He's just waiting for us to put Him first, so that He can then support us in getting out there. So that whole letting go of control, do it, because that means the quicker that everything will align, and then you can continue to do your mission then that He's got destined for you. He just wants to have Him be first, because you'll need His strength as you continue to work.
And then, and it, course, expedites the process.
It does.
Because otherwise I think that, you know, if we let Him take the wheel and He puts it in cruise control, and we just kind of sit back, like, different things come in that you didn't even know that He wanted you to do, and you're like, oh, well, I think that's another, I'm actually going through this right now. I went on a nature walk last week, and I said, Lord, I need a very clear sign today that this is the next step. And I had a man come up to me at the nature place that I go walking at, and he said, I said, God, I need a butterfly to give me a clear sign. Mm-hmm. I can't share much about it quite yet, but it's another layer of how he wants me to serve women. Mm-hmm. And a man walks up and says, hey, do you think it's okay if I park my bus here? And I thought, what? I don't work here, but I don't see why not. And I look at the bus, and it says Monarch Bus Company. And I said, God, you're giving me a bus? I want to see a butterfly. Like, I got a little, like, but I don't want a bus. I want a butterfly. So I walked a little bit further down the trail, and a monarch was in a bush.
Wow.
And it was fluttering around. I thought, okay, Lord, thank you. Like, it's again, it goes back to that loss of control and just a very clear sign.
Yeah.
When we let Him take over, He'll give you a bus and a butterfly. So,
beautiful. Yeah. So if someone's listening or watching today, Kristen, and they can really sense that, you know, some of the things that you spoke about today, they would love some support. What's the best way that they can connect with you?
Well, I am on Facebook. I have a business page called New Wings Coaching, and I also have a website. Mm-hmm. It's www.newwingscoaching.net, and the net was intentional because God wants me to be fishers of men.
Yes,
actually,
and
women.
And, like, you know, when you think about butterflies, as you are catching them, you do need, you know. And and now that we know your story about how you just love butterflies, we can see how the New Wings Coaching certainly played and will continue to play a part in your business as you're supporting those women. So thank you. So Kristen, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests is just to say a word of prayer as we finish up the show. May I do that for you today?
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we've had today to speak to Kristen, and just reinforcing the importance of starting our day with you, with having some key verses from your word that really support us. If we're going through various valleys, that we're reminded that you have our path already planned. Father, if there's someone that's listening or watching today that really has been stuck in a valley, in a season in their life where there are struggles, we just pray that today's testimony, the story that Kristen shared, and the resources will really help them through. Father, we're reminded that no matter what situation, the struggles, when the world tells us that things are hopeless, Father, there is always hope. There is always hope and possibility in and through you. Father, we just want to uphold Kristen in our prayers and our thoughts. Continue to bless her business as she's working with women who themselves may be going through seasons of change, through seasons of challenge, that they will reach out and get supported and through the work that Kristen's doing. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing those awesome resources. I know it's so important for anyone who's listening that there is always hope. Reach out, share, share what's going on so that you can talk it through and get the right support and resources in your life that will help you, through one step at a time. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
God bless you. God bless all your work, too.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.